All right, Joe. Well, the NSAA releasing all the high school teams release football schedules today. And Coach Petroski, and well, it's not really a much of a change from last year. I mean, I think maybe one extra new team with Grand Island Northwest. Your thoughts when you saw it?
Yeah, you know, the anticipation is always exciting. Every 2 years, you get a new cycle and with new opponents and things like that as far as a new schedule. And so for 26-27, that came out today. And like you said, Rich, not totally surprised by any of the names on there. Excited about it, obviously. There's a lot of familiar opponents on there, teams that we've played a bunch in the past, and even a new one like GI Northwest on there that we've played in recent years, maybe not the last couple years, but very familiar. We knew the district going in with Gary and Grand Island Northwest, Hastings, Scottsbluff, and Aurora. It's a six-team district. We knew that going in. It just really kind of came down to, you know, slating what the non-district was going to be like. So we open up with Creed at home, which is exciting. Waverly on the road week two, and Lexington and Seward were the non-district. So it's a really good schedule. Got a lot of great opponents on there. And so when this finally comes out, it's kind of a breath of fresh air to get that in front of your face and the players and the team and the community to know where we're at.
Five home games, four road games. Everything's east. Nothing out at the Panhandle this year.
No Panhandle trips this year, at least in the regular season. We'll see what happens down the road. But, you know, it's favorable. It's good as far as the travel's concerned. We know that, you know, being in southwest Nebraska, we're going to travel a little bit. But we don't necessarily have a Panhandle trip on our schedule this season. But the next season, we'll have a couple. So you just take them as they go. You know, we always say we get our road miles in. Our guys are used to that. But overall, not a ton of surprises, but it was just exciting to get it today.
And the districts have changed. You know, Aurora's in there. That's never happened before, and Lexington is not. So that's kind of a change, isn't it?
There's a new format this year. There's three districts, the Eastern District, the Central District, and the Western District. We're in the Western District, obviously, with the teams that I mentioned. And then there's an emerging district that's based off your wild card points the past 2 years. So there's a plethora of teams in there. And so at the end of the day, it's all about getting everybody scheduled and getting everybody slated and how you're going to fit that all together. And all the schedules are on the website for people to view. Most importantly, we're excited about ours. It's going to be a great schedule. Week in and week out, we're going to have to bring it just like any other time. But that's the challenge that our guys will be up against, and we'll embrace it.
Think of those Eastern schools you're going to be visiting. Of course, Waverly. What else can you say? The Vikings were for real this year.
Yeah, you just look at some of the teams we have, you know, on the schedule, and you know, you naturally go back to how things went last year in regards to them. Waverly will be the defending state champs. They had a phenomenal team a year ago. We saw them last year, week three, and so you know, they do graduate a few pieces off of that team, but just like a quality program, they're going to look to reload, and always having that defending champ always puts a little extra incentive. They're going to definitely have everybody's attention each and every week, and rightfully so. Seward was one heck of a team a year ago. Unfortunately, they got the better end of it in the first round of the playoffs. We played them extremely tough. They were senior heavy. We were senior heavy. And so it'll be a new makeup of teams on both ends. And so definitely some Eastern schools in there with Waverly and Seward that we're familiar with that we happened to play a year ago.
Put them on the spot here. Of all the district teams, counting Aurora, who returns the most for next year?
You know, already we are starting the process, and as far as long ago before the schedules even come out, you always start looking at it. You know, who's going to be returning? Who's what the team's going to kind of look like? The thing about the district is we will be a few games into it by the time we get to those guys, and so you'll know what their team makeup is at that point. But I'll be honest with you, across the board in the district, there was some graduation that took place from all the teams, and but like I would say before, I really feel like our district is made up of six quality programs that are going to find a way to put the pieces all together and make it all work in the end. And it's going to be a tough district, and the whole season is going to be a great challenge. But as we always say, one of our goals is to win your district. That's the fastest way to the postseason. So those games even have more attention than maybe the others do. They all have their importance, but definitely that district and what those guys will entail has us on notice.
Do you have to help Mr. Nichols find officials? Because that's kind of the big thing with schedule releases, getting officials too.
It's always a ritual every year every 2 years, I should say, on when this cycle comes out. You get in a room with a bunch of individuals and you get the officials lined up. It's a big task, but we were able to do that this morning. We get really aggressive about understanding what we're after, and so, you know, for right now, we feel like we're in a really good spot with, you know, getting those things lined up. And like I said before, Rich, it's always exciting to when these two-year cycles come up just to see where the layout is. To say there was a lot of surprises, not really. But that's what makes it even more exciting, because a lot of the opponents on here we're very familiar with. They're familiar with us. So the preparation is well underway. But most importantly, our goal is to win the opener. That'll be our first goal, and it'll take everything we need. Cree will be a much improved team. They got better each and every week a year ago, and have some quality pieces coming back. So it'll be a great test all the way to that point.
Do I dare ask, are you starting to get your summer plans around MFL and camps and stuff like that? Are you starting to kind of slowly put those together now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really doesn't take long after the season. You de-escalate a little bit. But, you know, when you get into that month of December and January, you really start formulating things. And as far as our high school camps, our travel camps that we've been doing, that we will continue to do, and then you start talking about youth camp and McCook Football League and summer weight room with the high school and the junior high, you know, just piecing all that together. And, you know, really that March date, when we get to that March 1 date, is when we really get that solidified and finalized and start pushing those things out in mailings and social media and get those things communicated out. It's going to be right around the corner. It's hard to believe it's mid-February already. And before we know it, it's going to be May, and then it's going to be June. And before you know it, it'll be August week 1 against Crete.